What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. We're back here with another recap episode of Comeback Season. It's me, it's Dave Portnoy, it's Jack Mack, and of course it was championship weekend, so we're looking at all of those games, and we know who is going to the college football playoff officially, so we break all of that down, and this is going to surprise absolutely nobody. This podcast gets very contentious, it's because it's who said what during the season and trying to prove each other wrong, but we wouldn't have it any other way here at Barstool Sports. As always, Comeback Season is presented by Velveeta, Shell, and cheese. We love it. You guys love it. Everybody that does this podcast loves it. At the end of the day, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just boil that water, you stir in that cheesy sauce, and you eat. SEC fans got to go to the SEC championship because of Velveeta shells and cheese. They love football. We love football. Thank you so much, Velveeta shells and cheese, for an awesome season. They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. Okay, so the regular season is officially over, Comeback Season recap episode. And just before we started recording, Dave said that you believe you were right about Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't think I was?
They're not in the college football playoff.
I said, watch out. Georgia can beat Alabama. And, like, the spread was ridiculous. And they have a very good chance of winning the game. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could have won.
I didn't say they were going to win. People were, like, up my ass being like, oh, you said they – no. I said, flip a coin. Georgia is just as good as Alabama, and you'll see that, and you did.
I did see on Twitter you said they may beat Alabama, which was kind of soft for you.
No, I got fucked because people got to understand, I let a lot of people have access to my social media, so I didn't type that tweet out.
That makes more sense because I saw that, and I was like, may beat Alabama. That's not really a Dave Portnoy.
They took a clip from one of our shows.
I see what you're saying.
Marina probably tweeted it that way on my behalf. It's what I said. I would have said it very differently, which is like I have 10 grand on Georgia money line plus like 370. So
you would have probably said that they could or that they would beat Alabama.
So for you doing the math, if Georgia won, I would have won like 37 grand just on that. Instead, they lost.
Oh, that sucks so much.
I also had Texas money line because I thought they could beat Oklahoma. That score to me was not indicative of that game at all either. I just kept getting fucked.
So you were wrong about gambling but right about the teams is what you're saying.
Yeah, in so
Except
many
that
words.
Except Oklahoma's in the college
football
playoff.
I mean,
you're rolling your eyes, Jack, but I mean, I've sat here all season and said that was going to happen.
I was watching the
all
game.
All season.
But
the
if
Alabama.
Those games replayed and you just watched them and you could bet them, you would bet them the exact way that I bet them. It's like, these spreads are ridiculous. They're like coin flip games, and they were.
I was wrong about the Alabama spread. I was right about the Oklahoma spread.
Yeah.
I took Oklahoma to cover.
But that's a joke that they covered.
No, I mean, how?
How? Texas, it was like
that they
tied.
Still covered. I might have been a joke, but they still covered. That's what I don't understand. That's what I don't get. Like, they still,
because
yes.
You can lose and be, that's the problem. That's why I lose. You can be on the right side and still lose.
Yes, 100%.
Anybody who bet Oklahoma got lucky.
I 100% agree with that.
They still won, though. That's what, like,
they
I mean,
won.
That's fine.
Yeah,
yes.
But they covered.
Texas,
the covering was very lucky.
Texas completely gave that game away.
If they play 100 times, I think it's like 60-40. Like, Texas wins a ton of those games. If Georgia and Alabama keep playing, Georgia's going to beat them a decent amount of times.
So did you want to see Georgia make it into the playoff because of that?
You can't.
Go back to the eye test thing. They're one of the best teams in the country, but you can't because they lost LSU.
Someone said this. I forget. Listen, eye test versus resume. I'm a resume. If you want to do eye test, one year I thought Arkansas was the best team, like top four teams in the country. They had like 30 losses. So, I mean, if you want to do eye test, like why even fucking play the schedule?
Exactly.
You have to go resume.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But then that was what
– Georgia is better than Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And they are better than Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet on them, and the spread indicated they had those things like they'd be favorites against those teams. Doesn't matter. It's body of work.
It's also, I think that Dan tweeted it, and he's 100% right. If Tua stayed in that game, Georgia probably won that game.
Yeah. It was just,
which is, it's like, you know, in hindsight.
Being a
but
Georgia,
it's,
Georgia fan, Falcons fan, it's got to be one of the most brutal things.
Georgia, that stat, they've been ahead of Alabama like for 97% of these games, and then they just lose. Yeah. Georgia, listen. I mean, everything, even like little plays, just they never get that break, like the fumble that the guy was able to pick back up.
Alabama got so lucky for most of the game. I know there were some drops they had, but they had some fumbles where the ball just popped right back into their hands. Irv Smith, Adam Wan.
Yeah, and they made some really bad mistakes in the first half, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like the Jalen Hurts thing was like a cheesy sports movie just playing out in front of
us. Well, that was awesome.
At that point, I mean, the fact that it's the same team, the whole like, there was no way, once he came in, there was no way Alabama
they
was losing that game.
They definitely didn't look like the best team ever, which I think is a quote from you.
Yeah. Well, they're still undefeated and playing in the college football playoffs, so potentially. They could still
win. And by the way, I'm going to say the same thing, and I don't think it'll be that. If you think they're going to roll over Clemson, you have rocks in your head.
No, they're probably going to roll over Oklahoma, though.
I don't know.
Oklahoma, I don't know. Their defense, I still don't think is good. They're going to put up points versus Alabama, but they're just more of a complete team. Clemson, even though the quarterback makes me nervous, they'll be ready. And they're going to have the same attitude that Georgia had, is like, fuck you. Like, everyone's just crowning these people. They never beat us like we're a fucking orphan.
I don't think they're going to roll over Clemson at all. I think Clemson's a really good football team.
That's a pick 'em. That's a coin flip.
That'll be good. I don't think that Oklahoma will be able to score on Alabama as easily as we thought, maybe, because they couldn't score on Texas, and Texas defense doesn't play well either. They scored in the second half. In the first half, they couldn't score for shit.
The fact that I got killed gambling this weekend, and I mean I got killed, Buffalo I had, they were winning till the last, 30 seconds. Georgia. Texas, I had Texas in Texas money line. At one point, I'm like, I'm going to win both these. And Texas was also like plus 300. Everything just went to shit. I just could not.
Did you bet on Ohio State?
I was so lost by the end of that point. I was like drunk and lost because those games are at night. I was so far down. So I know I went 0-3 at night, and I just put them in really quick. I think I took Northwestern. I'm just like, I'm going to take the underdogs. I didn't like either of those games. So I took the points with Pittsburgh, the over. That managed to do what it always does. It, wiggled where you didn't cover and it didn't go over by, one score.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you take the over in OU Texas? That stunk.
Yep.
That didn't hit, too.
Yep.
That one was rough.
So I went 0-3 in that game. And it looked like I was going to go at least 2-1, maybe 3-0 the entire game.
And you were in Nantucket, so were you able to even watch the games?
I was. I was with Gaz, Paul sales guy. He, was doing, he's wearing his
that
best.
That story that you had of him on your Instagram.
This
is Gaz's Super Bowl.
What happened?
So funny.
Oh, the picture that you put on Instagram?
And then Gaz had the photo that Dave was taking of him because Gaz had the phone up. And then that photo of Gaz was on his Instagram story. It was funny. It was back to back on my Instagram feed.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
He's got his festive stuff on, his hats, and I was just sitting at the bar people were coming up being like, why are you in such a bad mood?
you want to see me? Yeah,
it's like I was just sitting there watching the Georgia game at the corner of the bar by myself, and everyone's going crazy in their Christmas outfits. I had a black leather jacket on, black jeans, looking very cool and miserable. I was very anti-everything going
on. You just didn't want to be there.
Scrooge.
Would you have been happier if you were winning, though?
Oh.
Would you have been more festive?
Yes.
Would you have put a Christmas sweater
on?
I
needed Georgia to win that game. And instead, I lost, proceeded then to lose. I lose every college basketball game I bet. I mean, that's just so I have to win in football to offset, because whatever I have in my brain for college basketball is, it's the worst. I sniff out losers.
Have you thought about Costanzing it?
You can't. No, his brain knows. Yeah. I got to think about quitting. I mean, I already had quit, but I lose.
Is it always that bad?
Yeah, Reeks thinks. College hoops has been bad, yeah.
Because my first week on the job here was March Madness, and I feel like
that was
you...
Tommy.
Oh, that's the Tommy Smokes run.
And that was you were even in NHL bets.
Yeah.
I remember the video in Vegas of them hitting
the
doubles
were
down
back.
8-0.
If there's anything I should look now, you start getting into December, there's sometimes weird games. I probably just nothing. I can only bet around Tommy. That's just a fact.
Okay, so college football was bad. Was NFL bad?
I didn't do much because I was so far down. I was 2-2 in the NFL.
I think what lost
Georgia
in the
was
game,
a grown man football team.
They were.
Just stole my tweet.
What?
Yeah. Are you referencing his tweet?
You just quoted me.
Oh no, that's
I
a quote
you?
From Dave. Yeah.
Direct
quote. Yeah.
Sure.
I really didn't.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you were the first person that's ever coined grown man football.
I mean, during that game, I said Georgia literally verbatim. Thank you, Tommy. I said. Direct quote.
This may surprise you, but I don't have your
bullshit.
Tweets just always up on my phone.
So you're just saying you
Georgia.
It, it was
Georgia,
a pretty popular tweet too. It got I think 1,000.
Georgia.
Retweets,
Georgia
favorites.
Looked like a
so
really
you're just
good football
saying
team.
You just said that.
I've
right
never
there.
Heard you say
yeah,
that
no.
either.
Yeah, Casey. Let's not play this game. Honestly,
I'm not playing. I'm really not playing a game.
Mm-hmm. The fake punt call.
It'd be completely different if it was something that you had only said, and no one else had ever said that. They say that, like, I'm pretty sure David Pollock said it on game day on Saturday. Because, you know, David he played for Pollock. Georgia. So,
yeah,
you know.
He's played for
no,
Georgia.
No, it had nothing to do with it, I'm sure.
It really didn't.
Speaking of game day, did you see the segment they had with Tua?
Yes, I did.
And his dad.
Yes.
And then...
I didn't see it until afterwards. I think that
I tweeted out the video.
No, I think somebody was like, I don't watch game day because I mean we have a show that's on at 10 a.m. so I'd rather watch our show. But I think somebody told me yeah, thank you, appreciate that. Whoever I was like watching games with, somebody was like, oh, like they did a Tom Rinaldi story on Tua, and I went and found it, and I was like, this is a weird.
It was so weird. Did you see it all, Dave?
No, I was watching our show as well.
He was so they.
It actually,
you blogged about it.
Just so you know, the Georgia's a grown man football team. That's what I tweeted like mid first. It actually had 5,000 likes, so pretty likely, Casey.
Yeah.
If I saw it and I'm referencing it, it's like subconscious because I really don't remember seeing that.
I gotta go get chapstick. My lips are so chapped.
Oh my god.
No, I need. No, so it was so bizarre that they
keep rolling. Fuck it.
No, keep rolling.
I mean, it's college football, baby.
So
I'm worried about my subconscious right now.
No, but you may have seen it. I mean, you're always drunk on Saturday and Sunday.
That is
you
fair.
Always reference it. And
that was kind of rude, wasn't it?
That was very rude. Jack says a lot
see,
of rude things
I say,
on this podcast.
And maybe you saw it in the "in case you missed it" part, and then
maybe.
It was in your mind.
But that's
Pollock
not
may have said it
that,
on
I think
game
like
day.
Everybody
also,
says that.
You saying like, oh, I didn't watch game day. You just referenced something that David Pollock
said
on game day.
Yeah, because those tweets, they go out afterwards.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
They like make their picks and they say it. But to say he's the only person that's ever said grown man football is
no,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Okay, so back to the Tua thing.
It was just weird.
Yeah, no, like
he was like, he said, if I had a bad game, I was gonna get it. And Rinaldi could have left it at that.
Of course he could.
Said, can you please reference what you mean by get it? And then Tua said, oh, well, my dad was going to get the belt. And then they kept going. They could have taken this whole part out. They kept going. And then the dad said, the two things that matter in the Tagovailoa household are discipline and faith. And then the mom comes in and says, no, what he means is the Bible and the belt.
Yeah.
And then Desmond Howard makes a joke about it, saying like,
"It was uncomfortable.
I saw that clip, that segment about Tua, and I don't think he knows he can't lose this game. So I have Alabama big because his dad is the Hawaiian version of Joe Jackson, one of the worst known fathers in the history of mankind."
You can't say that. It was very uncomfortable. It was very ESPN like. Dave, Jack figured it out while you were gone that he assumed I just had to have been really drunk on Saturday, and I just don't remember seeing your tweet.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking.
That's what he's decided.
You definitely saw the tweet. That was no accident. I would bet my life that was not an accident.
I don't know. How's the chapstick?
I actually didn't have it. I literally, like, can you see a little
red? Oh, yeah.
Crack lip. So I needed, I thought I brought the chapstick today. I guess I didn't.
Sad.
It is sad.
It must be really bad if you have to, like, run out to get chapstick.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to start bleeding.
That's bad.
Be a good thing for you. New team Portnoy member, run out.
There you go.
Chapstick. Run out and get
new
chapstick.
Team, I mean, we
yeah.
Buying
who's
for
saying
Team Portnoy?
That? Who's saying yeah?
Many people.
That's. I think it was a Pat thing. So the college football playoff, did they get it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What Dave said and what you said as well. The resume has to matter. Why do we? If it doesn't, why do we play the games?
I mean, I'm also one of those guys. Like, I don't think injuries should matter. I don't think any of it. It's like you can't penalize other people. If you're undefeated, or whatever you are, then you are what you are.
So do you go with Ohio State? Because I know, like, I put out a blog yesterday before it went up because I was just like,
how could you put in Ohio State?
No, I didn't. I said because I know a lot of people were going to try to because they apparently the Big Ten schedule is harder and they had all these numbers. I think at some point ESPN put out, like, the probability and Ohio State was, like, 75% to get in. And the blog
I
wrote was
that.
Like, no, like, at the end of the day, the only thing you can look at is losses and the fact they lost Purdue by fucking 30.
And more recently.
Yeah.
And, like, Oklahoma.
And they didn't avenge it, right. So... But yeah, I mean, people are pissed about that and pissed about UCF. People are pissed.
Well, the UCF thing.
I know, but I mean, it's
UCF
like...
UCF you can't put in. I mean, you gotta agree. Everyone knows the eventually it probably will. Just like, I mean, imagine if we didn't have, it would have been awesome, actually, if there was no playoff, which there was. When did the playoff come to the play?
Like 2014?
14.
Okay, so minus 4 years... there was never a situation like this, right, where you would have had three undefeated teams.
Yeah, I don't know what – I mean, that was like the –
Notre Dame gets left out. You think they'd leave Notre Dame out?
They would have to.
But
because of the conference championship.
I don't think they would, though. Because
but who would
Notre
they
Dame,
leave out?
Clemson.
Oh, my God. That would be nuts.
Well, it'd be up to that computer.
I think –
But and, like, what the fuck did the computer take into consideration at that point?
I refuse to believe in any world an undefeated Notre Dame would get left out.
I agree. I think the computer's formula would have magically changed.
Yeah.
And then Clemson would have been
left
out.
Did you see what they were eating at the playoff watch party?
No.
Duck creeps or crepes?
Yeah. Crepes.
Yeah. That was Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Dabo was like, well, we're just a common man. We're eating pizza. Yeah. I mean, the playoff, it's going to be fun. I still think Alabama's going to win. Are you guys going to change that? You think Clemson's going to win? If you had to pick right now?
I just think I'm with Dave, and we've said it all season.
My pick would be Alabama. But I think primarily because I don't trust the quarterback at Clemson. But
what do you not like about Trevor Lawrence?
I just don't think he's faced any like adversity. And I watched the BC game, and I think he got happy feet when BC got to him. BC's not very good, so I don't think Clemson. I would be more comfortable if they have the kid who transferred as the quarterback for these games.
Kelly Bryant.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's also older too.
No,
Trevor Lawrence
that's
is, like,
one of those
19.
Things we know. How Tua or Jalen reacts in those big games, we haven't seen Trevor in a big game. Because all the games he's played in, they've won by 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest game is probably against South Carolina. It's a rivalry game, and South Carolina stinks.
Do we know how bad Tua is hurt yet?
Well, they say it's a high ankle sprain. He had surgery last night, but then Nick Saban goes, oh, he'll be out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. What?
I can't make sense.
High ankle sprain, 2 weeks?
I really
wanted
Tua to be healthy because I wanted to see Kyler Murray versus Tua. Like 100%, though. Like,
no,
I wanted the two of them to be.
They're all saying he's going to play. But
will he be 100%? Yeah. I mean, Kyler Murray just won the Heisman, too.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more 50. I think it's 50-50. We'll see who wins it. This is probably the closest Heisman race we've had in a long time. I can't remember one closer.
No, it's yet.
Because
it's gonna be.
Last year was wrapped up by this time. The year before was wrapped up. But no, it's a close Heisman race. I think Kyler has the better stats. I know Tua didn't play in the second half. But just how Tua looked against Georgia on Saturday.
I'm so right, and I lost so much money. That really bothers me on a personal level.
But you said Oklahoma wasn't going to be in the playoff, and they are. So you're wrong on that. Dave, you can't even speak right now because you're smiling so big. People can't see
that.
Yeah, because all season you've been telling me that. And it's like
Saturday. I was wrong about them making the playoff. Correct.
The best part, I mean, I'm sure you don't like go through all your Twitter mentions because you have so many of them. But the best part is as soon as that game was over, I was getting tweeted like, oh, Oklahoma's in the playoff. This has been a season long thing. I was like, yeah, like I'm avenged for this. Like you have said Oklahoma was not going to be in the playoff.
I mean,
and they are.
Casey Chalk Smith over here. I mean, it's like.
What?
Casey Chalk Smith. That's a great nickname. I think that may stick.
No, probably not.
It may.
It may not. It won't stick more than a Beza Casey. There's no way it sticks more than a
Beza.
No, Chalk may be a better nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, you are Chalk. You're like, I think Alabama's
gonna win.
Like, no shit.
What about the Oklahoma pick?
Yeah, well,
is wrong because
Oklahoma is not exactly like fucking Boise State.
So I have a question: are we supposed to just start like saying things that just people don't think for the sake of being different? Like I said, Oklahoma was going to be in the playoff.
And Alabama's going to be in the playoff. They're going to
I said Alabama is
going to
win the national championship. I never
said. But
you're
said parading around saying that.
Right? You can't parade.
It's that's not
you peacock. You peacock it around.
Yeah, we don't need that.
She does.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No. And I was right.
If
I should have been vindicated.
Hold on a minute, Jack. If Dave was right about the Kentucky thing, we're not going back to this.
That's Kentucky. That's a basketball school. And by the way, I was right about
Kentucky.
You don't
think that he would be
peacocking
around?
I think if the Kentucky thing, you can peacock around about.
He tweeted. Okay. He tweeted at me a couple weeks ago about Oklahoma. Like, I hope for Casey's sake, Oklahoma doesn't lose this game because
they would have lost.
But that's
what.
Why would I not run around and peacock whenever I'm getting tweets like, "Oh, I hope for her sake, I can have mercy on her." Why would I not?
I mean, it was Casey Chalk Smith, like the 9.5 point favorite, one that made it to the playoff.
Yeah, big whoop.
Oklahoma, whatever. This all changes because all season it was like, oh, Oklahoma's going to lose. They're not going to make it. And here we are. And they're
that.
And here it's a big one to be wrong about.
Then last week you were saying like, oh, I can't wait to get this clip from the Ohio State. You guys like berating me about Ohio
State.
And
we have it.
And you never got the clip.
Oh.
We have it.
Let's play.
No, he doesn't have it. We have it. We were going to wait until the college football playoff came out.
What
was that?
And then you were, she was going to get another clip and he didn't get it.
I know I was right about whatever we are.
That Ohio, if Ohio State won the Big Ten championship, that they should still be left out of the playoff because they lost to Purdue the way they did.
But you're saying that I thought they should be in.
If they won the Big Ten championship.
It was more last week. You were saying we berated you for like an entire episode, and then I don't think it ever existed.
It did exist.
It did or it does?
It does exist.
You've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And it confirms what you said.
It's
I
that
can
you,
tell by your face. That
no,
you know
okay,
it
I will say, I will say that there was, like, I got berated. Yes, I did.
By
and it was
what?
More, it was more you than Jack. I mean, Jack just agrees with everything that you say.
Oh
so, I mean, you've
God.
Literally done
I
it. The,
I
this,
didn't berate you.
You've literally
I,
done this the entire episode.
I know I didn't berate
you. I will say, I will come out and say that it was more about Ohio State, Michigan. But I did say if Ohio State wins the Big Ten championship, they don't deserve to be in the playoff because of the way they lost to Purdue. And
but I didn't. That's why I know it's not because I didn't think Ohio State should be in the playoff.
But you did.
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't. We'll have to go back, but we do definitely have it because
like
we listened to it.
Lost,
we listened to it.
If Oklahoma
Jack,
lost, yes.
And Jack over here saying like, oh, it just didn't like appear. Like he sits next to me every day.
It's
like
strategic
no.
timing, Jack.
Yeah,
it wasn't strategic timing because we had the clip. It got sent to me, and then I was gonna post it on social media. And then someone told me, oh, wait, she's trying to get another clip because she can't find it.
No,
and then
that's not.
We
who
never
said
got
I couldn't
the other
find
clip.
It? Who said
is,
I couldn't find
sad?
It?
You know what's sad? Earlier in the year, when off the record in like a fake show, I said the Michigan thing, that got dug up and uh-huh. I tweeted in a matter of seconds.
It wasn't, but it's not a fake show whenever.
It was a,
that
fake,
was a
show.
Fake show.
I mean, I feel like Jack just needs to just go ahead and just live in Dave's office at this point. Like, everything in this history.
I'm disagreeing. Everything that I've said here, show me something that I've said wrong.
It's true.
Because it's a fake show. Everything in this building is on camera. How many times do people...
It was a test show.
So is everything fake in this office when we pull stuff out of the fucking clouds?
No, that's real life.
That show never went to...
Yeah, if someone sits down like we just have to do a test show, just talk to talk, that's what that was.
Okay. Well...
And
I pulled
it was in this office. The college football show you guys do is in another office.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
It was a fake show.
What?
It was a fake show. It was like not meant. It's like we're not using this. Just talk to talk.
Test show.
Test show.
Test show.
It was a test show. Okay. Uh-huh. It wasn't fake. It was
no,
on
fake.
Camera.
I mean, it
was
anything
a real
that's
test.
On camera,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it was a real
it was
test.
Never
it was
meant
on
to
camera.
Day. I wasn't giving any thought. It was just talking to talk. And
but you believed that though.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I clearly didn't.
Okay, regardless.
Here's the playoff. Alabama's going to kill Notre Dame because we had
Clemson.
And Clemson's going to – excuse me. Alabama's going to beat Oklahoma. Clemson's going to kill Notre Dame. It's going to be another
Alabama-Clemson
game. And I think it's going to be the same, actually. I think it's going to be very close, and Alabama pulls it out at the end.
It's fair.
I'm fine with that. I mean – I will.
I mean,
if I
say that, then it's
will,
like, congratulations. Everybody else
oh,
says that too.
Oh, victim, Casey.
No.
That's
they,
a bad thing
no,
to say.
No, because
that's
I'm not
going
to walk around doing this.
You do that every day of your life.
Peacock,
and with everything that you
peacock.
Do. Everything
Alabama.
That you do.
Everyone picked Alabama. Everyone. They said they're a super team that can't get uh-huh. beat.
Literally.
So far, it's the truth.
Well,
last week,
everybody said, I hate the idea that Alabama's unbeatable. We saw it on Saturday.
They're
beatable.
They're beatable. That was proven Saturday.
Okay. So when somebody beats them, I will say I'm wrong.
Oh, no, but you said they're unbeatable.
I did say that.
Do you still think they're unbeatable?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I don't think anybody in the playoff can beat
progress.
Them.
We are making progress.
I don't think anybody in the playoff
Clemson
can beat them.
Clemson can. Will they? I don't know. I'd put it like 70-30.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Like I said, until...
So in your mind, Casey, if they were 100% unbeatable, what are they now?
I'd say 80.
Okay.
I'd say 80. And I do think that Georgia, if anybody was going to beat them, and now looking at
it
was
going to
be Georgia.
Why not Clemson? Because Clemson's proven they can't.
No, Clemson's a monster, yes. But I don't... Like, you're going back to Trevor Lawrence, and like,
Yeah, that worries me. But those front four guys they have
their defense
just destroy a game.
To be honest, it's probably because A&M almost beat them. and that's like in the back of my head.
But
it's
that
like,
was week
early,
two.
But it was with Kelly Bryant, I know. So in the back of my head, it's just like that battered Aggie syndrome that I have. But I just don't think Alabama's going to be beaten. I think that we talked about on the podcast all season that Alabama was eventually going to be tested. They were not tested until the SEC championship. No, you said that.
Yes, correct.
Right. Yeah. So that was the test, and they passed it. They won.
But that, and I agree, I expected it, but the other team that can do that is Clemson. And that's why Clemson and Georgia probably, like, you could tell watching that game, Georgia had a chip on their shoulder. Like, oh,
yeah, they
lost
the national championship because they changed quarterbacks.
Right. And it's like, we went toe-to-toe with these people. We have pretty much our same fucking team. Yeah, we lost those running backs, but our new running backs are, like, almost as good. Why doesn't anyone think we can play with them? I guarantee you that's what Clemson's thinking. I guarantee it.
Clemson definitely.
Clemson entire season is a rematch versus them. It really is. Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anything away from them. I just think Alabama – if I say it, then it's just – I think Alabama's going to win the national championship, period.
Even – yeah,
it's –
Are you going to care about the Peach Bowl?
Fuck no.
You don't care about the Peach Bowl?
Nope.
Do you think they can beat Florida?
Yeah, but I don't care.
You're over it?
I care less.
That's tough. It is a New Year's Six Bowl, at least.
Could care less. Okay. I don't know how anybody could care about that game. I get caring about games if you start slow and do it, but to have your season crushed like that, no way to care.
And it does suck that for them that it's the same day as the playoff. And then Georgia, Texas.
Oh, that's the same day? Mm-hmm, what is it, like noon?
They play at noon. Yeah, the Peach
Bowl. I'll be
going
to that stadium later in the year anyways, the Pats.
Yeah. You for sure? The Pats are in the Super Bowl now?
1,000%.
Okay.
Especially this Kareem Hunt stuff. Chiefs are done. Patriots, I bet, end up with home field throughout the playoffs. And
especially after the Steelers lost last night.
Yep. Houston looks good, and there's no chance Houston beats the Patriots. The Patriots looked, in my mind, like very good the other day. Their defense starting to play like dudes. It's December. They'll be in the Super Bowl. NFC's tough. It'll be a good Super Bowl per usual.
Okay. Georgia-Texas. Sugar Bowl, who you got?
I hope Georgia wins by 100. I really dislike Texas.
But that is one of those games. Like the Bulls. Yeah, it's like it's very tough to bounce back after that.
Yeah, and well, of course, like at the now.
Like remember Alabama cares. Remember Alabama lost to like Utah the year they did. It's like,
well, Alabama lost to Oklahoma that year that
it's just when you have designs on the playoffs and you get them crushed at the very end, very difficult to stay focused for that game.
Okay. Well, we probably won't have a podcast until around the Bulls. Mm-hmm. So, you guys going to – anything else you'd like to say to me, Jack?
Like, what do you want?
I don't know.
Like you were right about Alabama?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks, Velveeta, for all the arguing. And, bowl season's coming up. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like. Finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah.